You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Let's be real. The odds of a high school athlete getting a college scholarship and making it to the pros are pretty slim. Don't get me wrong. It's okay to dream of becoming a pro athlete, even a famous one. But that's not why I play. My reason why? I love the competition.
My reason why is community.
My reason why is leadership.
My reason why is to challenge myself.
My reason why is love for the game.
And hey, if we don't make it to the pros or onto the cover of Sports Illustrated, that's okay. Because there's every reason to believe we'll excel in something even bigger than sports. We'll excel in life.
There are lots of great reasons to play high school sports. Tell us your reason using the hashtag MyReasonWhy.
This message presented by the NFHS and the New York State Public High School Athletic Association.
Nothing else comes close.
Welcome in. It is a game day. It is also an announcement day for those who are looking forward to the middle of January. And I think all hands are raised in a situation like this. Marty, spread the news.
Okay, spread the news. So obviously we're having that big 20 years reunion from the 05-06 season. It is Thursday, January the 15th. And it's going to be against the Montreal Canadiens, a big black and red night, the whole thing. But it was always kind of who is going to be there. And finally, we have the release, the players, 23 of the 30 guys that at least played one game that year are going to be there. And obviously subject to change. There's always some traveling issues that could occur or anything. But Al Kolek, Henrik Talinder, Brian Campbell, Max Afinaganov, if you saw the video that he put out there, he's very excited to come back. Teppo Nieminen, Jay McKee, Derek Roy, Jochen Hecht, Tim Connolly, Jason Pominville, Rory Fitzpatrick, JP Dumont, Ryan Miller, myself, Andrew Peters, Doug Janik, Yuri Novotny, Paul Gostad, Daniel Paillet, Thomas Vanek, Dmitry Kalinin, Mika Nornan, and Taylor Payet. Those are the 23 names that will be there. Obviously, I mean, you know, there is other big guys that, you know, have jobs in the NHL and are busy. So that, you know, there's a few guys missing. But man, what a roster of guys, especially guys that we haven't seen in a long time. Now, I have one problem only with this roster, Duffer.
You weren't on the poster announcing it?
I'm not on the poster announcing it. That's Millsy and Max, which I totally am okay with it. Like, I mean, seriously. But two, I cannot wait to see Mika Nornan because I haven't seen Mika in years. But we still have a three-goalie situation with that team. Like, that is the problem right now. I don't know if I'm going to be part of it just because now there's going to be a three-goalie thing. But no, it's going to be awesome. The players, like we saw Al Kotelik when the Sabres went to Prague, but he hasn't been back in Buffalo in a long time. Afinogenov and Dimas, Dmitry Kalinin, have not been back here in a long time. Noren, and like there's guys that I just cannot wait to spend 5 minutes and learn and find out about. What have you been up to? What's like, where do you live? What's going on? And this will be definitely a fun event.
Is 13 a lucky number?
13. Yeah, I would say it's a 13. 13 is a lucky number.
The Sabres and Canucks are game number 13 on the schedule tonight.
Okay. Yes.
I'm sure you found this too when you're trying to do your prep. It's like, holy crap, this is a busy night. We're going to have a lot of other games to speak of by the time we get rolling in our pregame at 9:30.
And look, both teams, right? I mean, when you look at, think about it, like, well, the Sabres are in their spot in the Eastern Conference. The Vancouver Canucks are in their spot, the bottom of the Western Conference. They're getting Thatcher Demko back. The Sabres have some, and because it is only 9 a.m. in Vancouver right now, they like, we don't know what roster, what the status of some of the players there. The one thing we know is yesterday they signed Trevor Kuntar to a NHL contract. He was only on an AHL contract with the Rochester Americans, so now he signs an NHL two-way contract for the rest of this year. And he is, or was, traveling to meet the team in Vancouver. So the Sabres will have to make a roster transaction, obviously, because now they're adding another player. But with the status of most likely Colton Ellis, because he was in concussion protocol, I would think that that transaction is easily made, and we'll get more official words later with the Sabres during the day.
Well, there's three players who have scored 9 times for the Amerks this year. Can you name them?
I'm going to say, Trevor Kuntar is one of them that I Correct. Know. I want to say one of Roseanne or Auslan.
Roseanne,
okay. Because Auslan didn't spend enough time, like he was here too long. So Roseanne, and the other one, would it be Jones?
It would be Konsta Hellenius, who continued his point streak last night with a 3-point, 2-goal game. He has 2 5-game point streaks in his last 11 games. So that tells you points in 10 of the last 11, and he is leading the team in scoring. Sorry, he had a goal and 2 assists last night, 3 points, and they routed Belleville. Like it, yes. And it was mildly amusing to me in the sense of, you know, sometimes we oversimplify everything in our conversations, and it's never as easy as it appears, ever.
Yeah.
But Noah Ostlund looked like he could do anything he wanted when he came back last night. Yeah. He also had 3 points. The chances he created, the confidence with which he made every play, even the bad ones, which were very few, instantly recovered. You know what I mean? There is such a confidence in his game. It was like, holy cow. And then you realize, you know, the heater that Hellenius is on, and it's lopsided, so you're not focusing on Levi, but he ends up having a big night as well. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's a good step for a team's got, you know, points in 5 straight. Now they're home for the next 4 starting on Saturday.
It's great. Look, I mean, we've talked a lot about Isaac Roseanne and Noah Ostlund and their contribution to the Sabres when there was a lot of injuries. And then, you know, Roseanne went back down to Rochester first. Ostlund was the latest to go down. Roseanne was called back up. Now in Edmonton the other night, I didn't notice Roseanne as much, but we have to understand too. He traveled that day. Like that's not an easy thing to do, traveling the day, playing that night. I think that we're gonna see Isaac Roseanne have a much, much bigger impact in the game tonight, because I think there's gonna be more legs, there's gonna be more energy, more speed. Mm-hmm. He is one of the few on the Sabres, like. The Sabres have not been a fast skating team this year. Like you look at the, you know, we have Megan Chyka on a lot and she talks about speed bursts of over 22 miles an hour and guys that, like Beck Malenstein and Tyson Kozak are the two that have the most speed burst of 22 miles an hour or more. But you know what? Isaac Roseanne had 2 of them. One of only a handful of players that have had speed bursts of 22 miles an hour or more. Isaac Roseanne was one of them. So I think we're going to see more speed out of him. But, you know, the Sabres will need that against Vancouver. That's for sure.
And Roseanne with 9 goals in 13 games with Rochester this year, which is second best in goals per game scoring across the league. So obviously small sample. And yeah. Noah's is even smaller because he was up here longer. Mm-hmm. And Auslan now has 10 points in his 7 games with the Amerks this year. So, you know, again, it's these are and so the Kuntarp signing is what to you? Based on almost always talking about Roseanne, Auslan, Dunn, Kozak, Hellenius, you know. Yeah. So the Kuntarp signing means what to you?
Well, the Kuntarp signing means two things. One, it's a reward, I think, to Trevor Kuntarp for what he gave the team. Like, he signed an AHL deal this summer, but I think that, you know, the pedigree of Trevor Kuntarp, his draft status, what he was able to accomplish through college, and then I felt his first year in Providence was really good, and then they didn't play him as much in Providence last year. And so I think that he signed an AHL deal, but his camp was always probably thinking there's an NHL deal to be had there. And just go feel comfortable, get an opportunity, and then we'll get you to an NHL deal. So he started the season just like he wanted to and like the Sabres wanted to see him. Mm. So there's a reward there. Two is, look, Trevor Kuntarp is getting called up. And fans are going to say, okay, but why not calling up Noah Auslan? Why not calling up Cotton Stylianus? Well, the Rochester Americans have to also be competitive and be and are you calling up somebody to be in the top six, to be maybe in the bottom six? I think that if you bring in Trevor Kuntarp, for me, it's okay. It's more of a bottom six kind of situation for him if he gets into the lineup.
Right.
Or it's just you're on standby because we're waiting to see what's going to happen with Norris. The Sabres played last game with 12 forwards, mm-hmm. and Norris wasn't a part of that. So maybe it's just an insurance policy having him there in case. Like, I'm not saying Kuntarp is in the lineup right away. Like, I think that if it was Auslan or if it was Hellenius, I could say those guys are going in the lineup. And Trevor may get in, and it would be great for him to get in and be able to get that experience. But I think that that's maybe more of a insurance policy. Let's reward him because he's been fantastic, but let's wait and see on game day what our forward group is going to look like.
Anything else speculative-wise for tonight? I mean, it's kind of pointless because it's so early out there, but I'm assuming your assumption hasn't changed on Lyon for this evening?
My assumption doesn't change on Alex Lyon, and I think that...
I feel obligated to ask based
you
on feel, how this
you,
season
you, you
has
should
gone.
Ask. You should. It's like, you know, we're going to have Darren Dreger on later today. We may ask him about Alex Tuch's contract because that's an obligation that we have with Darren Dreger every week. But no, it's fine. Now, you know, like Lindy made a comment after the game the other day about, well, now Colton Ellis is in concussion protocol. So, you know, now we have two goalies. It's a lot easier to project and predict for me what you do with two goalies. And the fact that Lyon went in and had a solid 2 periods plus against the Edmonton Oilers, had a good third period against Calgary. I think he's the one that's getting this one tonight in Vancouver. And then I think that you're looking to win some games here. You're looking to just maybe come back with a 3-3 road trip. Like, let's go. So if he plays well, I would keep riding Alex Lyon just like he did early in the season. That was his best hockey early in the season when he played almost every time.
And obviously, my question of the day is actually, what type of challenge will we see tonight?
Oh, boy. We had another missed stoppage of play last night.
But the Sabres specifically. Every game on this trip has had a challenge.
Yeah, offside. And what was the one in
Philly? Goalie interference in Philly.
Oh, that was goalie interference. You're right.
Offside in Winnipeg to wipe out a Jets goal.
Yes.
Offside against Thompson in Calgary.
Yeah.
Hand pass, missed stoppage.
Stoppage of play.
Against Edmonton.
So. And a league review in the last second on Leon Draisaitl bumping Alex Lyon. But so last night we had a clear hand pass, but it was kind of funny, Duffer, because it was Chicago and New York, and I forget who was it, sitting on the ice. He tried to play it to himself, but at the last second, he kind of was like, oh, you're there. So it wasn't like, I'm not trying to make a hand pass to you. I'm trying to put the puck in a position for me to play it, mm-hmm. but you came over to grab it, and so, but they did miss that behind the net, and it wiped up a goal. But Chicago was really good last night, doesn't matter. But yeah, so I'm going to say we are going to have an offside challenge tonight in Vancouver, and it will go the Sabres' way.
I'm going with goalie interference involving Demko.
Yeah, he's a big goalie. Takes a lot of real estate in and around the crease.
It's just because it's him. And
he's gotten bumped a lot over his career.
Right. So, yeah, it'll be interesting. Huge night of games, obviously.
Huge night. Huge night.
I don't know what to make of a lot of them. Obviously, San Jose has been a little inconsistent. I think, honestly, one of the sneakier games of the night is probably going to be Anaheim and the Islanders.
I like that a lot. And this is at 7 o'clock Eastern. So if you are a hockey fan and you haven't had a chance to watch the Anaheim Ducks a whole lot because they're West Coast, 10 o'clock a lot, this is the 7 o'clock. Like, the Sabres don't play until 10. Like, find a way to get the, you know, this Anaheim Islanders game on and look at what the Anaheim Ducks have been able to do. And really, to be honest with you, look at what the New York Islanders have been able to do, because they have been sneaky good. So you got Matthew Schaefer with the New York Islanders, good young first-year rookie. You got Barrett Seneca with the Anaheim Ducks. The Ducks are fun. They're good. They're having goalie issues right now with injuries, but you know what?
I have to apologize.
Yeah.
What was my...
To Ville Husso?
Yeah. And the Ducks. Because I was like, what are they doing?
Yeah. And well, they got a third goalie. But you know what? Here's the thing. They got Ville Husso, but they didn't keep three goalies in Anaheim. So they had, you know, Dostal and Mrazek. But they had a good number three to just in case something happens. Mm-hmm. But he wasn't a part of their NHL roster. And so now they need Ville Husso, and he's been really good. So that works. So you've got that game that's going to be really good. I think Hurricanes Capitals is going to be good. Montreal Pittsburgh, Jacob Fowler is getting his first start with the Montreal Canadiens. Montreal has got the last or second last save percentage in the National Hockey League. Like,
that's your fault.
That's my fault. Yeah, because I was... 'Cause
you roped me in. And then I started buying on Sam Montembeau, and now I would sell every day.
No, you regret, yeah. that would not be the time to sell, because it's about at its lowest point as possible. Wait a couple of months, maybe.
You mean like my farm?
Yeah, exactly. The Big Short. No, you're not selling right now, because that's the lowest point possible. But yeah, they're not happy in Montreal. And Montreal fell off of a playoff spot now. So they this is the first time this year they're not in a playoff spot. So that they're kind of, Marty said, we said it's not a desperation move. Part of the plan, we want to see where he's at. Let me tell you this. If Montembeau and Dobesh were doing the job, there's no way Jacob Fowler would be seeing NHL action this year. But he's had a great start in the American League with Laval, and now he's going to see some NHL action.
Right. And Buffalo, Vancouver closing out a 13 game schedule tonight. I think Ottawa, Columbus has major, major impact on the loser of this game, because both teams are having a difficult time right now putting anything together, and pressure is building for sure on both sides. And
yeah,
we want you,
much so,
the fan, to get ready for when this team gets back home and get in on a 5-game pack. Enjoy savings on single-game pricing, priority access to playoff tickets, flexibility to bundle your favorite games. Visit sabres.com/5 to purchase yours today. As promised, about a month ago, we are revisiting the Olympic rosters coming up in February this year, and we're doing so with the one and only Ryan S. Clark from ESPN, because he promised he would come back, and it's right on the heels of releasing his great new article about just this on ESPN. Hi, Ryan. How are you? We're getting Ryan in from the guest room here. Ryan, you got us?
He can't hear us. He said he can't hear. So maybe we got to restart his Zoom. Or, you know what? Here's the one thing I want to ask him. And maybe while he's trying to work on it right now, You know, the control room is going to get that going. But Duffer, the Tkachuk brothers have a podcast now going on, kind of like the Kelce brothers. And so they were talking about the Olympics. Oh, now he's good. Okay, awesome. They were talking about the Olympics, and they said, I don't care if we play on a lake, on a pond. Like, I don't care how the ice is. We're going. I'm going. That's Brady and Matthew Tkachuk saying that the other day. So, Ryan, when you heard the Tkachuk, I don't know if you heard them, but when, you know, you hear me say the Tkachuks are saying they don't care how the ice is in Milan, they're going. Do you think it kind of goes against what the NHL's been saying, that if it's not good, we're not going there? We don't have his sound. We're going to have to probably reset the Zoom. But anyway,
this is worse than my performance yesterday.
No, your performance was fine. It's the technology. Sometimes it goes right, sometimes it doesn't. And that's just the way it is, Duffer. And listen, you want to know
what
something?
About now?
Now we go. There you go. We got it. There you go. Okay, so what I was saying, what do you make of the Tkachuks in? They're going no matter what. And Bill Daly said, if it's not safe, we're not going.
Bro, for starters, my sound system was overwhelmed by the Martin Biron show, because it's not Sabres Live. It's the Martin Biron show. But to give you a serious answer, it's what you would expect of a league. Because if you're the NHL, like any league, frankly, any business, you want to make sure that the thing that you can market the most, being your teams and your players, you're going to be able to do that after the Olympics. So yes, you want to make sure everything is safe, because if it isn't, someone gets hurt, then you have owners pointing fingers, GMs pointing fingers, players pointing fingers, and it becomes a player safety issue. But if you are the Tkachuks, your dad has told you about what it is like playing in these sorts of tournaments, whether it be the Olympics or the World Cup, and that generation of player, like a Keith Tkachuk, like an Eddie Olczyk, whether they're still in the game as commentators or they have kids who are in the game as players or commentators, whatever the case might be, they grow up hearing these stories about why this stuff mattered. For guys who are in the league now, they all remember watching Vancouver 2010. They remember watching Sochi and TJ Oshie, but to not have that experience, they don't know when they were going to have it. And now that they know they're going to have it, there are some who probably feel it does not matter the circumstance. They're going to play. They're going to be there.
Yeah. Well, it would be interesting to see.
What was your toughest decision when narrowing down Team USA's roster?
Ooh.
It would probably either be the third goalie or the final forwards, just because when it comes to that final forward conversation, Jason Robertson is a fascinating name, because when you think about November 5th, when we did our last projection until the one that came out yesterday, other than Nathan MacKinnon, no one has scored more goals. He's been in the top two in points the entire time. Jason Robertson has been one of the best players in the NHL. But it goes back to this fundamental question of where and how does he fit into Team USA's scheme? Because Team USA is littered with players who they play this responsible two-way game. They can score. They can do all these things. Like, the prototypical Team USA player right now would be someone like Jack Eichel. All the talent in the world, defensive player. Realize the market just said this in, but in all seriousness, like, he is that kind of guy that they're looking for. Or the Tkachuks. Or someone like Quinn Hughes. Someone who's just very good at everything. And with Jason Robertson, the biggest question, well, there's a couple you face, is one, do you think you can trust him in those defensive situations where you need someone to consistently check? And then the second thing is, it is the skating. Yes, it's maybe a little bit more unorthodox in appearance compared to others. It's maybe not the fastest, but it's a fair question to raise, because as we saw in the Four Nations, technicality, speed, and skating was everything. It's one of the biggest reasons why we didn't see as much of Adam Fox as people would have thought, because Adam Fox thinks the game at an exceptionally fast level. But when you look at the pace of play, you need your quickest players available. So that might be the big one. Whereas if you look at goaltending, it's a fascinating discussion. Jeremy Swayman's having a really strong season, going with the belief that Connor Hellebuyck and Jake Ottinger are going to go to the Olympics. But when you look at Spencer Knight, the Blackhawks defense, because it is so young and the structure is so new, they are in the top or bottom three, depending on how you look at it, in terms of allowing the most shots per 60, most shot attempts per 60, scoring chances per 60, and high danger chances per 60, and yet his save percentage is one of the best in the NHL. So those will probably be two of the harder decisions to make.
Well, I think you nailed the goaltending. And obviously, yeah, Spencer Knight is a guy that maybe will have a spot on a future Olympic team for Team USA. But, you know, you also have Tage Thompson in the group of forward, but don't have a Buffalo-owned Patrick Kane in there. Like, there's Alex DeBrincat is not in there. Like, how hard is it to compare or try to put yourself in Bill Guerin's shoes to be able to make those decisions?
Well, the thing is, you're trying to look at it in that exact way. If you were Bill Guerin or part of the selection committee, what do you look for? And when you look at the profile of that team, you want players who are defensively responsible. You want players that you know can do a lot of different things. You know you want them to score. But for those last few forward roles, you're looking at someone who either fits what you do, or if they don't, what is that extra thing that they can provide that's different? So, for example, let's take Tage Thompson. Tage Thompson is someone who, yes, the numbers lately maybe not be what you wanted or what they were earlier in the season, but he gives you 6'6", 220. He gives you size on the edge. If you need him to use him down the middle, you absolutely could. But more importantly, like, he gives you that something extra. Now you compare that to like an Alex DeBrincat. Yes, you're talking about a difference in size, but there's a difference in speed. Thompson's a productive player, but as we've seen, when Alex DeBrincat really gets productive, he's about as dangerous as anyone as you're going to find in this league. And so it's really just about, if you're Bill Guerin or anyone on that staff, looking at who do you think, if first of all, there's an injury, you feel comfortable with them coming into the lineup as close to a like-for-like as you can get. But second, if you bring them in and it's maybe not a like-for-like in one area, do you have an advantage or maybe an emphasis elsewhere that you didn't have before?
Oh, Dufford, you're not, you're on mute.
You have Thompson more solidly in the group, period, even though you have him listed as an extra. So has he risen in your mind in the last month?
Who, that being Tage Thompson?
Yeah.
So he, this is the thing, is he's very much in that conversation. It's just, it's a matter of, I think, evaluating what do you value. And with him, with being 6'6", 220, giving you size on the team that, like, yes, for every Tkachuk brother that exists, you do have those players like a Jack Hughes. Like, Vincent Trocheck is a physical player, but he's not that physically imposing sort of, like physically, like just in terms of his stature, he's very different than someone like a Tage Thompson. And especially when you look on the back end, because as sure we'll get into Canada, yes, Canada loses Alex Pietrangelo, but it has five or six defensemen that are 6'2" and taller who do a variety of different things. Like, Shea Theodore plays a very different style than someone like Travis Sanheim, who plays a very different style than someone like Colt Parayko. But the point is, you're talking 6'2", what, 6'4", 6'6". Like, that's a lot of size right there. And by having someone like a Tage Thompson, it helps you sort of counteract that. And also, they're able to fend off some of those smaller players, or being able to challenge and protect the puck from larger players. So with someone like him, that's what stands out. You know he can score. But again, it's just a matter of, do you think that's the right fit, especially if you're looking for someone who maybe you think is a better two-way option?
Now, to see all the rosters, because you not only put together USA, you put Canada, Sweden, Finland, and Czechia together. It's on ESPN.com. Just do a quick search, Ryan S. Clark, ESPN. You'll see them. So you said Team Canada. I think you nailed it with Celebrini and Bedard. I would have them in my group with Team Canada. But that means you got to put some guys on the side. You left off Wyatt Johnston and Seth Jarvis. Explain yourself.
Sure. So it goes back to that philosophy of, what do you have in your lineup that fits within your system, but what do you have that maybe brings someone different? So the conversation around Macklin Celebrini has been, defensively, he's as good as it gets. We talk about the points, but there are people in this league who say there needs to be a greater discussion about how good Macklin Celebrini is, and there are veterans who feel the exact same way. So he gives you that two-way element that someone like a Jarvis would. Now, yes, Jarvis is a natural winger. Celebrini, you would hypothetically be pushing out to the wing, but at the same time, look at how many players on Canada's roster fit that dynamic, because Sidney Crosby and Nathan MacKinnon are going to be playing on the wing. Mark Scheifele is probably going to be playing on the wing, but it's something that they can do. Now, when you turn the attention to Wyatt Johnston versus, let's say, Connor Bedard, to put it in that framework, Wyatt Johnston has been as dangerous can be, as we've talked about with Jason Robertson. It's just that when you look at the season that Connor Bedard is having, I haven't looked at it lately, but at one point he was on pace to have the most points of a Blackhawk player in franchise history not named Dennis Savard. But more importantly, he knows what it means to consistently handle the demands of being a number one center in the NHL. Wyatt Johnston has top six experience, no question. There are times where he can fill in as that top line center in Dallas, but when everyone is healthy, you know the option is going to be Roope Hintz, because Roope Hintz is all around as good as it gets. So with Connor Bedard, you're looking at someone who not only understands what it means to be that number one, but he gives you something extra in that he's not only a scorer, he's a dangerous scorer. He's a technically gifted skater. He can operate in those tight spaces. And those are the sorts of players that, as we saw in the Four Nations, can really make a difference, because even when we look at how the U.S. did and we talk about this and that selection decisions, people still question, was leaving Kyle Connor out of the lineup the best idea in a game where you needed goals? And if you can find those players who can score goals, why not bring them? And with someone like Connor Bedard, he would answer that need if you feel that's a priority.
I have so many questions I'd like to ask you, but we are going to be short for time. So one last one. You have one of the lumber yards as a goalie for Team Canada, but it's not Mackenzie Blackwood. It's Scott Wedgwood. Do you feel like there's been too much thought into the third goalie for Team Canada? Because if they get there, they're in big trouble.
There's been a lot of thought into it, but you understand why. Because the way things have gone for Jordan Binnington, it's maybe he gets the benefit of the doubt because he has a history of winning in big games. But also, you look at the season, and what's really jarring is through the first quarter of the year, the Blues are actually one of the stronger defensive teams in the league. Yeah. But the disconnect is with their goaltending. So how is that going to work once you get to the Olympics? And so, as you know better than anyone, and we all think about 2010, Martin Brodeur is one of the greatest, and for some people, the greatest goalie who ever lived. But when they changed to Roberto Luongo in 2010, that changed everything for Canada, and a lot of people felt that's what won Canada that tournament. So it makes sense that you're looking at who are the second and third options. So yes, on one hand, is it a discussion, maybe ad nauseum, because it's December and this is a fascinating thing to talk about? Absolutely. But at the same time, it's a fair question, because what happens if you need to deviate away from Jordan Binnington? Who do you feel comfortable with? Is it Logan Thompson? Is it Scott Wedgwood? Is it Mackenzie Blackwood? Is it someone else? But also, and yes, we're saying this too, but for a nation that's never really had questions about goaltending, this is the first in a long time where we've sat there and looked at Canada and wondered, what is the plan in net, which is definitely a deviation from what everyone's used to saying.
If not the U.S. or Canada, who wins the tournament?
Sweden. No. The United States.
Okay.
Just for the goaltending, the United States. Because nations that are eligible, the United States, of all the nations that are eligible, if you read between the lines, might have the best goaltending.
Ryan, what does your shirt say? Lille, it's like read the little... Oh, I thought it was French.
No. Gino's Pizza. So it's the pizza place from Home Alone where the kid who delivers the pizza goes in and he walks and he hears angels with filthy souls and the guy who tells him, I'm going to give you to the count of 10 to get your ugly yellow no good keister off my property before I clump your guts full of lead.
So keep the change.
Exactly.
Ryan, thank you for your insight as always. This was great.
Of course, guys. Thanks for having me.
Ryan S. Clark from ESPN. You can check out his work at ESPN.com. Hit the NHL tab. You'll find that latest story right there because it's a big one. Ryan Miller's Catwalk for Charity, presented by New Era Cap Foundation, is back January 16th. Babeville, it is full of incredible, you know, fashion, but also friends of Ryan from the 0506 team. Strictly Hip has a live set, open bar, and more. Sabres.com/catwalk. Darren Dreger when we come back.
Back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
We kept him waiting a little bit longer than usual. So as promised, Darren Dreger, our hockey insider from TSN, is with us. Hi, Dregs.
Hey, how could I be upset by a form?
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Minute delay. I mean, I'm looking at you, Duffer. I see the Christmas tree. Mm-hmm. It's the festive holiday season.
I'm so festive.
Yeah. I mean, you just ooze holiday.
He is always a great gift giver, though. Like, you
is
see
he?
Some of the things that I've received from Duffer. I think he takes notes throughout the year and like a note thing on his phone so
here
that it's always like something that we've discussed. That, and maybe the best one, we went to a concert in New York City a couple of years back.
Yeah.
The band's name was Stifler's Mom. It was a 80s and 90s kind of like, and it was unbelievable. So yes, a great gift giver is Brian Duff. So
thoughtfulness.
So
yes. That's a very underrated quality. That is impressive, Duffer.
Thank you. I'm going to take the rest of this segment off.
That's good. Well, we were talking during that 4-minute break that you just came back from the Board of Governor meeting. So was there conversation over there? I know it's not the GMs, so it's a little different, but about the cap, where the contracts are going, like Alex Tuck, for example, like it seems like last week we were talking about, well, maybe he's going to be the big fish on July 1, but then it still seems like maybe the number, the money that he might want would be high. So what's the feeling on Tuck, and what's the feeling on, you know, the governors and where this is all going?
Well, I would say there'd be nothing new from an ownership or a board of governor perspective. I mean, we know what the projections are for the salary cap for the next couple of years. And so there'd be no surprises in that. I think that there was a business presentation and just an update provided by Deputy Commissioner Bill Daly. I think that there is a developing concern between what could be perceived as the haves and the have-nots. And as that salary cap increases, sure, you're going to have a lot of teams, maybe majority, I would say marginal, slight majority, that'll spend to the cap. other teams are going to be budget teams. They will set their own internal cap as to how high they believe they can go based on their own local revenues. But what should remedy that a little bit is how they've tweaked revenue sharing. And it's too convoluted, frankly, to get into. Mm-hmm. I mean, you've got the teams that have historically always paying a little bit more into revenue sharing. You've got middle of the pack teams that have paid less that are paying a little bit more. And I believe, I'm not sure which team, there's one team that wasn't paying into revenue sharing that is now paying into revenue sharing so that the smaller market teams find more of a balance. So that would have been more of a business and a wider discussion. Beyond that, I think the Board of Governors meetings this week, largely uneventful and almost newsless, to be fair. And I was there with a contingent of five from TSN. A lot of time spent on the Olympics, and we've been down this road for the last several weeks now, right? Talking about the ice, talking about the construction delays in Italy and how big of an issue that could be. You know, is it even remotely possible the NHL pulls out? And it's possible, highly, highly unlikely. We know the players will go and play in quicksand if that's what's required. That's what the players always say they'll do. The other takeaway comes from Tuesday as the meeting's wrapped up. And Jared Maple and an FBI group, I believe, were there presenting on gambling and reminding the rules that govern policy with the National Hockey League, what you can and can't do, and how extreme that is. And how much it matters. And I think that's a reflection of what the NBA has gone through, the NFL continues to go through, et cetera, et cetera. And just to put a pin in this, NHL head coaches have a mandatory conference called December 18th. And again, it's just another layer of the hockey operations department to remind everyone within their club that here's what you can do and here's what you cannot do. So know it well, and make sure everybody, players, staff, everyone associated, follows the rules.
Well, what's the big story for you then on the ice right now? We've got 26 teams in action tonight. Marty and I were kind of going through it earlier, and just like there's a lot of teams. They feel like they're, you know, the sky is falling when you have a bad week, right? But I looked at Ottawa and Columbus and I think, this is a huge game for both teams. Like this is, you know, and it doesn't mean that there's going to be a knee-jerk decision and a firing or this,
right?
And that, but there are big, big, big expectations. So I'm just curious, like around the league, and you talk about so much with the Canadian teams based on who you're, you know, representing and have with TSN. But like, are there fascinating stories for you right now and teams that are on the up or, you know, on the decline?
Well, the fact that it's so jammed up from top to bottom continues to fascinate all of us. And, you know, I think we all have our theories and interpretations of what that means. You know, a lot of people say, well, that's the reason why we're not seeing trades, right? With the roster freeze looming on the 19th. The reason is that there are so few sellers. You know, teams that know by looking at the standings based on what you said, Duffer, you know, you lose a handful of games and it looks like you're out of it. And then you win a couple of games and you're right back in the mix. I mean, there are teams 2 points out of a wild card spot, but they're also 2 points out of second place in their division. Mm-hmm. That's how tight it is. But that also cuts the other way too. And now, you know, from an ownership perspective, are you looking at your management and or your coaching staff and going, okay, well, wait a minute. You know, we are so tight in the mix here. Could we stay in it by making a change of some significance? And I guess it's plausible, but I say the same thing every single time. You know, when you're looking at general managers, rarely does a firing happen in season. We've seen countless coaching changes, but who out there is better on the coaching front? If the outlier is Pete DeBoer, who's kind of said, I want to focus on the Olympics. I want to get through February. Now, if the perfect opportunity presented for Pete DeBoer, would he jump back onto an NHL bench? Of course he would. Of course he would. But I think that that does go both ways. It may, in terms of the tightness in the standings, it might be impeding trade activity, but I think on the other side, it also increases interest level and maybe a little bit more intensity from an ownership perspective. Say, we're not out of this yet, so let's find ways to get into that that playoff conversation.
The Detroit Red Wings are interesting because with a win last night, they moved to first in the Atlantic. I think Steve Yzerman was being criticized a lot over the last few years. And, you know, what do you make of like John Gibson and Cam Talbot? Like, are they going to keep that duo? Are they going to trade one of them? Are they going to try to upgrade? Like, it seems like it's been like Gibson for a little bit, then it's Talbot for a little bit, but it's never one that's separated themselves from the group.
And I don't think that either guy would be in play. I'm not saying for sure. I mean, we're a long way away from the March 6th trade deadline. But for the exact reason that you've just explained, I mean, it is a good scenario and both guys have responded well. You know, I'm thinking the number of conversations that I had with people close to John Gibson prior to this year, especially around Edmonton and Carolina, where there always seemed to be a connection to Gibson when he was in Anaheim with either one of those two teams. Well, look, with great respect to the goaltending in Edmonton and in Carolina, the way John Gibson has played for the most part in Detroit, I think he'd be potentially an upgrade on what those two clubs have. Is it sustainable, though? And maybe it isn't. And maybe that's why you're able to lean on both guys in Talbot and in John Gibson. But Detroit, for me, so you guys know this, and this isn't a criticism. It's a reality. Steve Yzerman isn't the most jovial guy to be around.
and is especially he
he's not Duff.
Not always festive. Maybe he's obviously different around his family. I'm sure he's very festive. But watching him and being around him a bit this week at the Board of Governors meetings, he's smiling, he's shaking hands, a little bit more pep in his step. I mean, and look, in fairness, Yzerman has been through a lot of dark days in Detroit. I mean, so the fact that he's watching his games and they're winning more than they're losing and where they're positioned now in the Eastern Conference, I get it. And I'm happy for him because he's a good dude. But he was a lot more approachable this week in Colorado Springs than otherwise he might be.
With so we just announced the 05-06 20-year celebration roster that we is going to come back, right? 23 players are going to come back. The likes of Maxim Efinogenov and, you know, Thomas Vanek and Jason Pominville. Were we like your favorite team back then? Like, was that the, you know, you were like, hey, you know what? I cannot take enough of these Sabres. I got to have all I can with that group of players. Is that an accurate statement?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you're saying that in jest, but you know, I mean, I obviously followed the Buffalo Sabres pretty closely back in those days because they were an exceptionally competent and competitive group. And, you know, the toe in the crease, I mean, there was always something that went along with that group. So I'm not going through it man by man and, you know, trying to jog my memory on this play or that play. What a good collection of players and some, you know, legit characters. So I got time for that era for sure.
Well, Marty's part of it. So that's,
he's
very excited. We have a three goalie situation again, because Ryan Miller and Mika Noronen are going to be there. So who's the guy? Who's the guy left off, right? So that's what I'm asking.
Dregs, we got to fly. Thank you, as always.
Okay, guys, we'll check in next week.
All right, back quickly after this on Sabres Live.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor, ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
If I wasn't so festive, I'd make Marty read this promo. Sabres Give 716 Holiday Raffle is it's available for you to get in on this jackpot of $71,600 plus second chance prizes. It's presented by Northtown Automotive. All the proceeds benefit local nonprofits in Western New York. You can get in on it at sabres.com/5050.
That's because I butchered 71,600 the other day when I did the promo.
Decimals and commas.
Because I had 716 on the brain, so 71,600 did not roll off the tongue as much
who,
as I
Who wanted. Has more game-winning goals for the Sabres this year, Thompson, Tuck, or Dahlin?
Ooh, I'm going to say Thompson.
Tuck, he's the only one of the three that has a game winner. It was the winner the other night in Edmonton. Who gets the winner tonight against Vancouver?
Thompson. He's going to score again. 3-3. When he's hot, he's hot. He said that the other day.
Yes, and we would certainly be leaning towards Lion. We will see. They're on the ice this afternoon. We're on with pregame coverage tonight at 9:30. See you then.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.